The letters to landowners represent a clear sign that the federal government is ready to begin construction of a border wall. In March, Congress approved federal funding for 8 miles of a border wall and 25 miles of a levee wall along a section of the Rio Grande. One of the areas federal officials will survey is unused land by the Rio Grande City Consolidated Independent School District. The McAllen Monitor newspaper reported that the school district approved the federal request to survey the land adjacent to the river. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Laredo Democrat, says 38 of the 67 Rio Grande Valley landowners who were sent request of entry letters have agreed to the survey. But Cuellar says others have required a little more convincing.
They're getting some, they're saying go ahead. Other ones are saying no. Border Patrol has been working closely with Stark County Judge Detta and the local leaders from Stark County to make their communications with the area landowners, easier to work with them.
And even with a little more coaxing, there are some who, advocating for private property owner rights, would rather settle the matter at the courthouse. Cuellar says that can severely hamper construction of a border wall.
Even from the George Bush time, when the original fence came up, there's still hundreds of lawsuits that are still pending.
Cuellar says, based on his conversations with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials, the federal government is also surveying land for an additional 54 miles of a border wall to stretch across the Rio Grande Valley's border with Mexico.
We were able to stop a levee from being built in the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge, which is a sensitive location. And I'm hoping that I can do the same thing for the Benson State Park and the National Butterfly Center in Hidalgo County.
Cuellar says construction of a border wall is a 14th century solution to border security. He would like to see U.S. Customs and Border Protection leverage more technology, personnel, and partnerships with international law enforcement groups on an effort to cut down on illegal border crossings and smuggling efforts. Reporting in Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.